Before we get there, though, eagerly anticipated, much anticipated conversation with Ryan Wilson. Ryan Wilson is running to be the state auditor. He was unchallenged at the Republican convention in Rochester for the endorsement, and is moving forward with his election. Obviously, he is the Republican candidate. Has just announced the location of his fair booth and a debate coming up too with the incumbent Democrat Julie Blaha. Let's find out why Ryan wants to be auditor as we meet him. Ryan, welcome to KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon, sir.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be on with you and your KNSI listeners.
Well, we're glad to have you, Ryan Wilson. First of all, great job at the convention. That worked well.
Right. A little easier than the other candidates had.
Man.
Everybody should run unopposed like that.
Wasn't that nice? Yes, absolutely. It went well. But since then, yeah, so the primary obviously wasn't really a thing, but kind of a formality to get over with, and now we all move forward. First of all, the breaking news today really is your fair booth, so I want to get into why you want to be auditor and who you are and that sort of thing. But right away, you're going to be at the state fair starting next week. Tell us about the booth.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, we have a great location right behind the big slide. That's probably the easiest way to let your listeners know where it's at. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to go there because, you know, it's a great Minnesota get-together. People come from around the state, and it's a great way to listen to people's concerns and also dialogue with them about, you know, what a good state auditor and a good watchdog can do for them. And a lot of people don't even know that we have a state auditor, let alone what a state auditor can do. And it was just a great way to engage with the people. And we got the idea after, you know, we started traveling to fairs and meet with people and just, you know, kind of solidified and said, you know what, this is our way to go meet the people and get out there and not be afraid to answer the tough questions.
Absolutely. And we'll get into the debate in a little while, too, because another guy running for state office on the Democrat side is refusing to have one. Maybe you've heard that news, a little bit of conversation on that earlier in the show. But Ryan Wilson, for state auditor in Minnesota as a Republican, who are you? Where do you come from? And why are you running for auditor?
Yeah, so Ryan Wilson, running for state auditor, longtime resident of the West Metro with a couple brief interludes to other places up to Blaine and then back. But I'm a Maple Grove resident. I was born and raised, or not born, but I was raised in Plymouth, Minnesota, and you know, really a western suburban guy, but travel all around. Spent summers growing up in the Todd County area, and like I said, a brief interlude in Blaine, where I started and ran a business for a couple years. I'm a Minnesota guy, lots of chances to leave, never left. You know, I saw what was happening over the last couple of years. I saw a lot of the waste and the fraud and the abuse and really what just happened across our entire government, and said, you know, now's the time to step up. You know, I wanted to make an example, you know, for my kids about what it means to get involved and to make a difference, you know, not just to be on the sidelines, you know, complaining, but to go out and, you know, use my skills and abilities to make a difference. And so, you know, I ran a company that audited medical device clinical trials. So companies would come to us with their products. We'd help get them approved through the FDA. And it was our job to make sure that data was accurate, to go out to visit doctors, visit hospitals, audit it, and ensure that when the FDA was approving a product, they had the right data. You know, our audits were life and death. Right? If somebody if a device got approved that it shouldn't have, you know, it could hurt somebody. And if a device didn't get approved when it should have, that means somebody wasn't get the help that they wanted. So we're taking those skills, those business skills. I'm also an attorney, those ability to ask the tough questions skills, and put them together. And that's why we're running for auditor. We want to, you know, make a difference and hopefully stop kind of this long train of scandals that we've seen over the years, whether it be the daycare fraud or the Feeding Our Future fraud or, you know, numerous other scandals or light rail overruns. You know, it seems to be endless. And that's why we're involved.
Absolutely. It is endless. And that's what I was going to kind of lead into it. A release from the Minnesota Republican Party earlier today regarding you. His record and vision will contrast well with Blaha's failures as state auditor, refusing to audit high-risk programs that cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars and advocating a radical progressive agenda while she fails to perform the core functions of her office. Expound upon some of these things that she's not doing.
Yeah, I think they said it pretty good. And just, you know, as we look at the race as a whole, one of the things that we've been focusing on since day one is really the issues. You know, we're not resorting to personal attacks. And there were some scandals that came out for a while with Julie, and we didn't touch on those. And, you know, we wanted to focus on the record and on the issue.
You mean like the whole rolling the car while there's open container in it with other high-ranking Democrat officials or something else?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we haven't commented on that.
Okay.
We're not going to comment on that.
We'll very good.
To the media to address.
Leave it to talk show hosts.
Address herself.
Yeah.
because there's just so much out there. You know, the Feeding Our Future scandal, right? $500 million. It took the FBI to get involved to be able to do that. And Julie will say, that's not my job. That's someone else's job. Or try to deflect on that. Or whether it be the daycare fraud from a couple of years ago or the light rail overruns. Nobody knew how much it was going to cost or how long it was going to take. Never mind that, you know, that she's audited, you know, every year since she's been in there and hasn't found these things or identified these issues. You know, so again, that's what we're raising those issues. We're talking about what's happening in schools and cities and in places like Minneapolis who have underfunded their police. Again, all these things directly under the state auditor's office and Julie's purview, which she's not addressing. And so what Julie is talking about is she's talking about legalizing marijuana and she's talking about, you know, using the office to advance abortion rights. She's talking about, letting people out of jail early. She's talking about the 2020 election, anything except her record. And, you know, if you want to run for governor, maybe those are things that are worth talking about. You know, those are obviously issues in front of a lot of people's minds, but it's not the job of the auditor. And we just keep going back to that is we want to focus on the issues that matter to Minnesotans. And Minnesotans want the auditor to be a watchdog to protect their tax dollars. Because you might know this, we pay a lot in taxes here in Minnesota. And people want to know that it's going to good things and that it's helping people.
Yeah, we've noticed, no question. Look, Ryan, you've really covered some ground here. I don't recall in my years of interviewing people running for auditor and auditors and whatever, I don't recall so many high-profile failures like what you just ran through. This latest, this Feeding Our Future, that whole deal, I mean, what in the world? And the light rail cost overruns, you know, of course, closer to home here in St. Cloud, the child care, you know, the Somali child care deal where it was a complete fraud. And I think most people don't really know whose job it is, you know, to audit these things, really. But I suppose the fact that the name is or the title is auditor, it would be the auditor. We're not being served. And these are huge, high-profile cases.
Right. And you know, the thing people always ask is, you know, whatever happened to that? Did anybody ever get in trouble?
Right.
Did it stop happening? That's the other part. I always like to bring people back to take the Feeding Our Future program or the child food kind of scandal, right? Where people were siphoning money that was meant to feed kids during the pandemic. And, you know, presumably those kids weren't able to have access.
Terrible.
You know, especially, you know, kids in poverty. So nobody has ever answered the question, did the kids actually get fed? Are the kids going hungry? Did they go hungry? Because that'd be the real tragedy of the program, right? I mean, people stealing money, that's bad. That's not good. That's our dollars. But, you know, presumably all of these safety net programs have somebody in need that they're supposed to be helping. When people abuse that, those programs can't do their job. And that's why we're getting a lot of people from the left are interested in our campaign because they want to see those safety net programs protected, right? People on the right want to make sure their dollars aren't being stolen. And that's important to them, right? And that their tax dollars are going to good use. But people on the left who advocate for these programs, you know, once they get enacted and once both, you know, everybody agrees on them, we're going to do them, we're going to have these programs, they want to make sure they're going to the people that they're supposed to go to. So for that reason, I think we're poised really well this election because we're focusing on the issues and we really have a kind of a broad reaching, you know, bipartisan campaign here. And nobody wants their tax dollars stolen. And you know, it's really a nonpartisan issue.
It's odd that these positions, these constitutional officers are partisan, the Secretary of State, Attorney General and Auditor, but they are. So interesting that you're reaching out and getting some play from people in all parties. And if you look at these, again, these high-profile cases, I can't think of a time ever when there's been this much failure on the part of the auditor. Would you contend, Ryan Wilson, that let's take the light rail, for instance, if that was properly audited, would that send a message that, hey, we're watching you and you better keep it under budget? I mean, that could be a preventive audit.
Yeah, and that's the key to all these audits. Like, you can't audit everywhere all the time, right? But if they know you're the type of auditor that's going to look and going to audit and you might get audited, you got to be that much more honest or that much more good at, you know, what you're doing, right? And you have to be that much tighter with your controls. And you can't just rely on, oh, we'll make this up later because nobody's going to catch us, you know, right now on this. And so that's the value of having a good watchdog. And if somebody knows that watchdog is looking over things, they're going to be less likely to try to, you know, whether it be mismanaged or steal or whatever it might be.
So what possible benefit would it be for the auditor to be focused on the so-called radical progressive agenda?
It's none, and you won't hear that from me. I mean, that's not the role of the auditor. I want to, I'm going in there. I mean, I used to run an auditing company, and I want to take that same skill set, apply it to the state, help Minnesotans. You know, Julie's alluded to a couple times that she'd like to run for governor someday, and so I think part of this is, you know, this is her her way of kind of getting her message out there and sharing with people that, you know, this is what she would do as governor. I mean, she's not running this year, obviously, but if I had to guess, I think that's part of why she's focusing on those issues and not on her record.
Right. Boy, I appreciate the insight on that. So then is this one of those things where, you know, if you get elected auditor, you're going to first look into these top three programs? I mean, do you have like an agenda laid out for your first, if you will, 100 days in office?
Yeah, you know, the big things we're going to look at is we want to make sure that our law enforcement budgets are going to where they need to be spent on, right? And we see that in Minneapolis in particular. Minneapolis has a charter requirement that they maintain a certain number of police officers in their city, and they've been below that charter requirement. That's something that the state auditor should have been auditing for the last 2 years, and we may not have seen crime progress to where it has. We have a lawsuit over it. It shouldn't take private citizens to go force the government to be able to, you know, follow their charter. So that's one of the big ones is crime, right? And when one city, when our biggest city doesn't, you know, adequately fund their police, that spills out everywhere, and it creates a culture of lawlessness. So that's a big one. And also our safety net programs. I think they need a thorough review of understanding what's working, what's not, right? And as I said before, you know, the legislature agreed to do these things. Like them or not, the legislature says we want to have this kind of safety net program so that, you know, if a mom and needs to leave, you know, an abusive boyfriend with her, you know, with her two little kids, that she has a place she can go and it's not, you know, available to her because somebody else is stealing from the program and it can't be funded, right? And so I want to make sure our safety net is protected so that when people fall in hard times, you know, we can give them a temporary boost to get back on their feet. And then, you know, the last one is schools. We haven't talked about that yet today, but I've got a ton of questions. The number one issue as I travel the state is people want to know where their school money going. We pay a lot of money to educate our kids, and they want to know, is it working? Is it going into the classroom or is it going into bureaucracies? They approve a technology levy. Did it buy the technology it was supposed to? A couple years ago, people were levering for school safety. You know, the big question I got after the shooting in Texas was, did that money go to where it was supposed to? Did it get more, you know, community service officers in the schools? And are our kids protected? And so giving parents the reassurance that, yes, the money is going to where it's supposed to, or identifying a problem and saying, hey, this, you know, it didn't go where it's supposed to, we better shore this up. That's the kind of data that I want to be able to provide communities so that they can make informed decisions about their, you know, local schools.
Ryan Wilson for State Auditor on KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon. Finally, you're going to be able to contrast your positions with the sitting auditor running for reelection with a debate, I think, coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, we're excited. It's the first debate announced among any of the statewide candidates after what happened at Farm Fest between Governor Walz and Dr. Jensen. And so my understanding is Governor Walz still hasn't agreed to anyone. But we're excited for our debate. It'll be good. You'll be able to hear us live or come down and see us live. And again, put side by side, you know, two competing visions of the state auditor's office.
WCCO, is it going to be then at their booth?
Yes.
Okay, 9 o'clock a.m., August 28th, Sunday morning, at the Minnesota State Fair.
We hope to see everybody there.
All right. Hey, man, good meeting you. Do you have a website? I assume you're fundraising and looking for volunteers and all that?
Yes, it's Wilson, the number 4, MN, as in Minnesota.com. Wilson4MN.com. The DFL has a big machine, and they get a lot of money, and so we could use any contributions people are willing to give.
Wilson4MN.com is the website. Ryan Wilson looking to be the next Minnesota auditor. This could be the Republican wave. If we can get all the constitutional officers, take over the House, take over the Senate, we could save this state.
We can bring it back to normal, as I like to say. Bring it back to what it used to be and then make it better.
Amen. Thanks, Ryan. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Thank you.
Ryan Wilson, candidate for state auditor on KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon. Barton.